Kanten ist ein Grabstein. Genau so schwer und so kalt. Kanten ist ein Grabstein. Genau so schwer und so kalt. Er wälzt sich über die heißen Herzen und wirst sehen, dass du dabei.
Blues in Carinthian Dialect from Southern Austria, from a cassette which was recently produced with the help of the Austrian Dialect Institute, an organization which promotes the development, preservation, and understanding of dialects in Austria and around Europe. Hans Reiter is one of the main administrators of the Institute. He tells us more.
It was founded in order to set up an archive of dialects throughout Europe, actually most of it concerning German dialects and also minority languages in the European Alps. And we have also international contacts with Romania, Hungary, France, etc. So we are mainly based in Europe. And we have an archive with books in dialect, on dialect. We have dictionaries, and this archive can also be used by visitors.
There are 9 provinces in Austria, and natives can usually tell where people come from by the way they speak. But due to the influence of mass media, dialects are disappearing. Hans Reiter.
In former times, you had really different dialects in every valley, and one valley next to each other, people couldn't understand each other. And now sort of it's flattening out due to television and mobility, etc. So we have more or less a standard dialect or, familiar language, which can be understood everywhere, more or less.
But even though almost everyone can speak standard German or standard Austrian, differences persist, especially in rural areas. Hans Reiter.
I would say for a Viennese, which is quite different from the far west, in Vorarlberg, for example, a Viennese would have great difficulty in understanding a person from Vorarlberg or even from Tirol, for example, Zillertal or Ötztal, or Carinthian dialect, so there are still differences.
To give you an idea, you're now going to hear a passage in Ötztal dialect from Tyrol. The words in English mean roughly, what? Another one around? What? Where is he? Come here. Stand by the wall. What? A fresh one to boot. What? Small fry, be quiet. What? Still another one around? Go away. What's the matter? Now it's really going to happen. What's wrong? Turned around. It's over. Dead. Now it's quiet again. You'll now hear all that in Ötztal dialect and then in standard German.
Ha, will, no warum ha, ha, wo ist doch, her damit, an die Wand, ha, wo ist, no frech, was, Mandle, stille gestanden, ha, no warum ha, weg, weg damit, no war, weg, und, was ist denn, ha, will, geht's bald, was ist, umgedreht, weg, hin, dort. Jetzt ist er Ruhe. Was wohl, noch einer herum, was? Wo ist er? Her damit, an die Wand, was? Was ist noch frech? Was, kleiner Mann, stillgestanden? Was, noch einer herum? Weg, weg damit. Noch einer? Weg. Und? Was ist denn was? Ha, wohl, geht es bald. Was ist? Umgedreht, weg, kaputt, tot. Jetzt ist wieder Ruhe.
Ötztal dialect and standard German from a poetry reading of the work of dialect author Hans Heide. One of the main activities of the Austrian Dialect Institute is to support the development of dialect poetry and literature. The Institute produces a journal of dialect writing called Morgenstern. But an emphasis on dialect shouldn't be confused with nostalgia for the past. Unlike many folkloric groups which promote a romantic and idyllic picture of Alpine culture, Reiter says the Dialect Institute and its journal Morgenstern are quite critical and rooted in the present.
There is this distinction between the more traditional idyllic poetry and the poetry that is more grassroots and takes into account all problems of modern society. And we tend more towards the second group, to speak out problems and also have good poetry at the same time, but not so sort of going back into romantic memories and that sort of stuff and on alpine life, which doesn't exist anymore. Sort of traditional poetry hasn't to do anything with modern life, and it's not natural. In my mind, the same applies to folk music, this traditional folk music. And there is one other factor which applies to this traditional, I say, poetry and music. It has very much been abused by the Nazis, and that's also a reason for many poets not to use this old traditional form and to create new poetry and new contents, new style, and that's what we have been doing.
Dialect not only includes differences of pronunciation, but also in vocabulary. Even standard Austrian has a lot of words for things that are different than the terms used in standard German. Just a few of the most common examples. In German, you say Sahne for cream, but in Austrian, you say Schlagobers. Or Germans say Tomaten for tomatoes, while the Austrian term is Paradeiso. One of the fascinating things about dialect is the rich variety of expressions that have developed over the centuries. Rudi Feldman is a technician here at Radio Austria International who was telling me where the word Stierwascher comes from. The term literally means someone who washes a steer, but it refers derogatorily to someone from the country, especially from Salzburg.
Der Begriff Stierwascher wurde geboren während den Bauernkriegen um die Stadt Salzburg bzw. die Festung Salzburg.
The term Stierwascher originated during the Peasants' War of the 16th century, when the city, or rather the fortress of Salzburg, tried to show the besieging forces that enough food was in the fortress to survive a prolonged siege. They took their last steer and paraded it around the fortress, each time painted a different colour, so the besieging army would think that there was plenty of food left. That's where the word Stierwascher comes from.
Weil ja das sehr schnell gehen musste, wurde der Begriff des Stierwaschers oder der Stierwascher geboren.
Like in any language, some of the most colorful words are derogatory. The Viennese sometimes use the word Gschärte, referring literally to someone with a shaved head. It actually means someone who's rather dull-witted. In the old days, serfs had their heads shaved because of head lice. So the word Gschärte reveals a bit of Viennese arrogance in making the association between a country bumpkin and stupidity. As Hans Reiter says, regional mentalities also come through in the dialect.
For me, Viennese has this attitude of, I can't be bothered with anything. I'm just very calm and nothing at all can bother me. And also some kind of sadness and fed-upness and the sort of thing that comes through in dialect, in Viennese dialect.
But as German becomes more homogenized and standardized, a colorful and rich treasure of idioms, words, and expressions are disappearing from the Austrian palate. Several cabaret artists and musicians are now fighting that trend. One is Roland Neuwirth, who composed this song, which consists entirely of Viennese idioms, for dying.
Hat einen Abgang gemacht, hat die Botschen gestreckt, hat eine Bank gerissen, hat sie niedergelegt, hat sie die Erde fein von unten geschaut, hat sie sozusagen ins Holz mit Schammer gehaut. Hat die Bock aufgestellt, hat den Wurf gesagt, hat sich schlafen gehen, hat die Stufen bockt, ist umgestanden, hat's umgebogen, ist als armes Sölz und Petrus aufgeflogen, hat sie abgelassen, wie er das so schön heißt, ist noch schon gegangen, ob der Deckel passt, zuerst haben sie am Masse getrogen mit den Fiers voran. Jetzt lacht er sie statt mal und die Wärme an. Oberlädel, meint's das nicht so schwer? Wer glaubt's mir gewachsen, war er nimmer mehr? Bei uns ist klar, des is Kaschmir, s'war besser so. Herz glaubt's mir's rät, weil jetzt du den bei meiner Söhn Kappa mehr will.
A tune consisting of Viennese expressions for dying by Roland Neuwirth in what he calls a real Viennese song. Hans Reiter of the Dialect Institute talks about some of the expressions Neuwirth used.
Den Holzpyjama anziehen, to put on your wooden pyjamas, or to bite into the grass, ins Gras beißen, or to see the radishes from below the ground. And this is only a few of these examples. And so dialect is very rich in expressions, and so to say, it's the first, it's the mother language, and so to say, it goes more under your skin than standard German. But I would say in public life, dialect has not that the prestige it maybe should have as a mother tongue, as a mother language. And you can see this, for example, with the footballers, is a good example. They are often not often, maybe I'm insulting them, not often, some of them are not able to speak correctly, standard high German, but they try to, and that makes it very, very funny. And on the other hand, nowadays in newspapers and on the radio, we have a sort of reusing dialect again, a few sentences. Here I have one newspaper excerpt from Standard, which is about apples, and we have this headline, Schöne Maschanska Umanzwanska. And, well, it attracts you more than Schöne Äpfel um 20 Schilling.
Which means beautiful apples for 20 shillings. Switzerland made Swiss German an official language, which is used not only as a language of instruction, but also in the mass media. In fact, in Switzerland, foreigners can only become Swiss citizens if they've mastered Swiss German. Austria, though, never made its version of German official. Hans Reiter tells us why.
I think this has more or less historical or political reasons. After the First World War, Austria was sort of a very little country compared to the monarchy it was before. And this didn't give Austria a great self-assurance. So more or less Austrians, throughout all the parties, actually also the socialists, there was a doubt that Austria could really live on its own, by its own means. And this in finally led to the Anschluss. And there was not the self-assuredness there. We always tended towards Germany.
And what about after World War II?
I think it's a sort of continuation after World War II. I think dialect hasn't that prestige because it has been abused by National Socialism. And I think that's it, more or less.
Hans Reiter of the Austrian Dialect Institute. For Radio Austria International, this is Karen Engel.
Kanten ist leer Grobstein und liegt mal so schwer auf mir. Der mich schreit mit hasriger Stimme und schreit, bis ich endlich was wär.